Mr. Speaker, some may ask, the court has already imposed a fine. Isn't that the end of the matter? Why must Parliament act? Sir, the answer is that the court has dealt with the criminal offences. We are not asking to impose further penalties for those offences or his other misconduct under the PPIPA. But the matters in the court judgment and the outstanding matters in the COP report still affect Parliament, and Parliament must take a view. The untruth which gave rise to the offence occurred in Parliament. The lies were told to a committee of Parliament. The conduct and conviction of Mr. Singh reflect directly on Parliament. Parliament must decide whether such conduct is acceptable for an MP, and in this case, the Leader of the Opposition. Following the High Court decision, Mr. Singh has not shown any remorse, accountability, or acceptance of responsibility. Nor has the WP expressed its view on the matter. It has announced some proceedings that are still in progress, but its dilatory response contrasts sharply with its swift actions in previous cases. In the case of Ms. Khan, after she confessed her untruth to Parliament on 1st November 2021, a DP was formed within 24 hours to look into her admission. Recommendations were made and accepted by the CEC within the month. In the case of Mr. Leon Pereira, after video evidence of his extramarital affair emerged on 17 July 2023, Mr. Singh met with him that same afternoon, and the WPCEC met that same evening to discuss the matter. 2 days later, on 19 July 2023, Mr. Pereira resigned. It was made known that had he not done so, he would have been expelled. In contrast, in Mr. Singh's own case, the High Court issued its decision on 4th December 2025. The WP responded that it was studying the verdict and grounds of decision. I then issued two statements on 17th and 22nd December, saying that this matter would be raised in Parliament in January. On 28th December 2025, the WP confirmed that some of its members had requested for a special CADA members' conference, or CMC. On 3rd January 2026, 1 whole month after the High Court judgment, the WP announced that a DP would be formed to determine if Mr. Singh had contravened the party constitution. The DP would conclude within 3 months, and the special CMC would only be convened after the DP completed its work. It is strange that the WP could act so decisively in the cases of Ms. Khan and Mr. Pereira, where there were no court findings on their conduct. Yet now, in a far graver case of dishonesty and lying, it needs 4 months to figure out the import of the court's clear judgment of Mr. Singh.